Can you imagine 1 million people doing life with power? I certainly can. Now is the time to understand your authentic personal power and then activate that personal power and power up your American dream. If you're not living the life you want, don't give up, power up. Winning, achieving, and living your dream life is a choice. With choices come change, and with positive change comes power. If you want to live a dream life, there are no shortcuts. You've got to determine it, learn it, and then go earn it. On Designing Your Life Today, we'll help you do just that. I'm your host, Pat Counsel, the Power Lady, and when you take the time to design, everything will be just fine. Make our show, Designing Your Life Today, your personal support system, and get the information you need to live a quality, fulfilled, inspired life. There are many excuses for not living your dream, but let's take a time out from making excuses. Bring your most exciting dream, let's power up and make it a reality. Get ready to do life with power.
Getting the right insurance can be confusing and time-consuming. Who has time to figure out what's best or what's enough? The agents at Insurance Nation not only have the time, they have the expertise when it comes to affordable, customized service. Get answers. Get the service you deserve. Call Insurance Nation today. Dial 877-957-3487 or go to insurancenation.com to get a free quote now. They're available to help with all your insurance needs.
Good morning, this is Pat Counsel, and welcome to Wonderful Wednesday on Designing Your Life Today. And this is the day to make even more wonderful things happen. I'm sure you guys have been having an amazing week up till now, right? And if you're saying no, then today's show is definitely for you. We're going to talk about confidence in your thoughts, having that confidence that you need to get to where it is you truly want to be in your life, and paying attention really to what's going on in your mind. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "A man becomes what he thinks about most of the time." So you can always tell what you're thinking about by looking at what's going on in your life. The law of the mind, which is, we're going to touch on that some today, but the law of the mind, which is a corollary of the law of belief, says thoughts objectify themselves. Thoughts held in mind produce after their kind. And so you can tell what a person thinks about most of the time by looking at the fruits of his or her life. So if you're not manifesting anything, then there's something stopping you. There's a blockage somewhere. Whether you may think it's coming from someone else, or it may be coming from the job or this boss that you don't like, or a spouse or a significant other, whatever the case may be, the reality of it is that you want to adjust your thoughts. Now, I'm amazed that in this day and time, people find it hard to believe that their thoughts are things, and what you think about, you're going to bring about. And although some of us know this, sometimes it requires discipline to adjust your thinking. Now, one of the ways that you can do that, or kind of get that discipline going in terms of what you think about, is set the tone for your day first thing in the morning. What do you really do? What is a part of your daily routine? What is it when you first get up in the morning? What do you do? One of the things that you can do is, if you're one of those people that wake up and you've got to turn on the news and see what's going on and find out all the doom and gloom, or you say, well, I'm just doing this to be informed, or I need to know what to watch out for today. I'm not a fan of the news, especially not first thing in the morning. However, the news, everything has its purpose, but everything also has its place, and everything is to be done at a right time or the best time. And so my point is that when you wake up first thing in the morning, I would say turning on the news, that just sets the tone for a nerve-wracking day. I talk to people throughout the day when I'm out and about, the times that when I'm out there, and I get to hear people. If you ask them, how are you doing today? They really want to tell you about everything that's wrong in their life. Why? Because that's the news. The news sets the tone to prepare your mind to pay attention to everything that's going wrong. So why not set a different tone when you get up in the morning? Instead of that, why not jump out of bed and read those affirmations that inspire you, or affirmations that will inspire you to make a mental shift? Why not jump out of bed and use those types of let's say energy pills, if you will, that will really feed your mind in a way that will help you to get the things that you want in your life. Those who do not adjust to the rapid rate of change or respond to the increase in competition or take advantage of the new opportunities that are available out there because of what they're allowing their minds to convince them not to do, they're going to be out of a job perhaps within 2 years, or within who knows, within a year, or even maybe not get that dream job that they want, or their business is going to falter and suffer. And the thing about that is, it all kind of begins with your thinking. The greatest limits are not external. And yet, in this day and time, I'm amazed that human beings don't understand that if you think about something, and I love, and I want to take a minute and mention Pam Grout, who was on our show a few months ago. And I love what Pam Grout does, and as one of her exercises in her book E Squared, which you can get a copy of that book free if you go to our website at designingyourlifetoday.com, and you will see, click on Talk Show, you'll see Pam Grout's picture there, and right underneath you'll see a link, and you can go there and find out how to get her book free. But one of the exercises that she recommends to people is that for 48 hours you put your focus on one thing, or this thing that you want, or something that you want to happen, or put it on anything for 48 hours and see what comes about. And that's such a great way of proving to people that what you think about, you bring about, and also showing people that your greatest limits are not external, but they are internal. They're within your own thinking. They are contained in any self-limiting beliefs that you may have. So the object of the game is to take the self-limiting beliefs off. Here's the thing about self-limiting beliefs, is that you're in control as to whether they stay or not. Hence the phrase self-limiting. So the object of the game is for you to make the decision that, listen, I'm going to go all out. I'm going to take off any limitations on my thought process. I'm not going to downplay who I am. I'm not going to sell myself short. And I'm not going to turn on the television and listen to the news or listen to anyone else tell me that I am anything less than powerful, anything less than amazing, and anything less than this being who has a purpose for being here on this earth, such that you can carry that purpose out and really get the life that you want, while at the same time sharing those amazing gifts that you have. You cannot intensely desire something without simultaneously having the ability to attain it. And so if you say, well, why don't I have it? You know why? You don't have confidence in your thoughts. You don't really think that what you think about, you're going to bring about. You don't really think that you can take the limits off and say, you know what? Hey, I'm going to think about being a millionaire. I'm going to think about being a multi-millionaire. I'm going to think about being a billionaire or even a multi-billionaire. I'm going to think about all of these things. And so when you really start to or make the decision that, listen, I am going to just take the lid off of my life, in the sense that I'm going all out. I'm going for my highest and best. And the thing what stops people from doing that is because they think that if they actually just really let go, that they're, and it doesn't work, that they're going to be crushed. Well, here's the thing. Which is better? Being crushed once, okay, and then regrouping, or being crushed every single day or every week or every month as you struggle to try and pay a bill, as you struggle to come up with monies to sustain yourself, as you struggle to make your life happen, as you struggle to get the highest and best for your life, or as you constantly tell yourself all the things that you're not. And it just makes you feel bad about who you are as a person. I don't know which is better. I would rather go all out, take all of the limits off of my thinking, and just give it my best shot. And not care if someone laughs at me, if someone criticizes me, if someone gets angry at me, if someone doesn't believe what it is I'm saying or believe in what it is I'm doing. That's their issue, not mine. And so the thing about it is you really want to pay attention to what you are intensely thinking about. Because the thing, whatever it is that's at the forefront of your mind, make no mistake about it, you have the ability to attain it. And the way you really start to attain the things that you really want is you have to get a clear understanding of your capabilities as a human being. Now, when we talk about confidence in your thoughts, one of the things that you want to pay attention to is the law of expectation. And the law of expectation says that whatever you expect with confidence becomes your own self-fulfilling prophecy. And so if you don't get the things that you want out of life, it's because for some reason you either don't think you deserve it, you don't have that confidence to believe that it's going to happen for you, especially when it looks like it isn't going to happen. You know, and I am no different. I have to remind myself on a daily basis, which is why my routine is not to watch the news first thing in the morning. I don't even watch the news every single day of the week. And I might watch it once a week because I find that if I miss it a couple of days, I find that I can just play catch up on Friday if I want to, because they're still talking about the exact same thing and constantly telling me all the things that are going wrong, all the things that are going to happen, all the things that are going to, could destroy my future. Well, I don't really want to hear that. To manufacture your own mental force field of positive expectations is to start out by saying things that are going to empower you, that are going to instill confidence in your thinking, that's going to put you in a position where you say to yourself, you know what? I believe this is going to be a powerful day for me. I believe some amazing things are going to happen to me. I believe that all the things that I've ever wanted, that I'm finally going to get the ideas, or I'm going to get some kind of hint into which direction to go in to make it happen. I believe that today is that day. And when things go wrong, look at them as temporary setbacks or reversal for the lessons that you can learn from what happened. In other words, you look at this unpleasant thing that happened to you and you reverse it and say, well, what is the opposite side of that? You have a failed relationship. You get a broken heart. Well, what's the opposite side of that? The opposite side of that failed relationship and broken heart is that now that person is out of the way. And so now you've cleared the path for the right person to step in. But also the other lesson is that instead of looking at the other person that it's all as though it's all their fault, you want to look at you and say, what was I thinking in terms of my relationship? What was my thought process? Did I lack confidence? Did I not believe that this was going to happen? Did I not believe that I deserved to have this person? And so you can reverse those thoughts and say, you know what? I'm a real catch. I'm amazing. And hey, whoever gets me, well, let's just say they're going to get the prize. And so that's the thing. You got to think of yourself as a real prize. Have confidence in your thoughts. The challenges that people are having today is that when you turn on the television, not just the news, but even in our television shows, everything is dividing people up into classes, and in a sense that we're already divided up into ethnic groups, which is a kind of class. And all of these class systems that television is showing us, it sends a message of who's superior, who's inferior, or who they perceive to be inferior. And it says insulting things, things that are stereotypical, which are normally rude. If you're going to stereotype me as being the cream of the crop and, hey, an amazing golden girl in the sense that everything I touch turns to gold and whatever I touch prospers and whoever I'm with, we thrive. So send that kind of message, but you don't see those kinds of things. And so that can really poke some holes in your confidence, in your thinking. And that's why when certain shows, I just completely stop watching. And I don't care about the sensationalism in it. I don't care about the drama that goes with it. I stopped watching them. One of my favorite shows was Scandal. I cannot tell you what's going on that show today because I stopped watching that show. Now, that's not to attack the writer. It's not to attack the show. This is what I've done personally for me because what's more important to me is confidence in my thinking. And what I don't want to see is certain things or innuendos that send a message to me as an African-American woman that this is who I am and this is how I'm perceived. I don't need to see that. How to Get Away with Murder, same thing. Stop watching that. There are several other shows that I've stopped watching, shows that I absolutely love. Now, I'm not telling you to stop watching them. You do what works for you. I'm telling you that I don't watch anything that interferes with my confidence in my thoughts, my confidence as an African-American woman in this country, and anything that interferes with that or sends a message that I am less than anybody or anything, I'm not going to watch that show. Any of the insults, I don't care if it's comedy, I don't care what it is. So my point is that really your confidence in your thoughts is something that you are in control of, something that you want to take control of. And if you really kind of amplify your confidence in your thoughts, the more confident and positive you become, the more you will believe that you are destined for great success, the more you will believe that you can actually control the outcome of your future, the more you will start to believe that the stereotypes don't apply to you. They're not, that's not who you are. It doesn't match up or line up with your value systems, your highest and best self. And so when you start to really have more confidence, you will think for yourself. You will create your own identity. You will tap into that authentic personal power. Understanding your authentic personal power is what it's going to take for you to get to where it is you truly want to be in your life. And what's going to happen is you're going to draw more people and opportunities into your life to help you achieve your goals at a much faster rate. So if you're not getting the things that you want to ask yourself the hard questions. Do I really have confidence in my thoughts? Do I really have confidence in terms of thinking that I can be the best, that I can have the things that I want, that I can have the life that I want, that I can get the income that I want, that I deserve to have all of the things that I want, that I deserve to have the best relationships and the best connections with others that I want, that I deserve to love and be loved and really have a wholesome, loving life and have just the best lifestyle all the way across the board, that I deserve to do what it takes to have the best body possible, regardless of my age, regardless of what my body's like today, that I deserve to have all of those great things. And when you really start to put those things into perspective in your mind and you start to accept the best and not settle, and you use all of your mental powers to focus on the let's say the perfection that is you, when you start to do that, then you're going to be doing life with power and you're going to have the best. And make no mistake about it, nobody's going to be able to pull the wool over your eyes. Nobody's going to be able to lump you in with the group, regardless of gender, color, anything. Nobody's going to be able to lump you in with a group where they send you a message that woe is you. Oh my goodness. You are a human being made in the image and likeness of God. How powerful is that? Nowhere does it say, based on your gender, based on your color, that you are are, if you're this color, you're made in the image of God. If you're that gender, you're made in the image of God. But if you're this gender and this color, well, you're kind of not. Don't buy into any of that. It says mankind, man, all of us are made in that image. And so my point is, have confidence in your thoughts. Get to where it is you want to be. Make the decision right now. Say to yourself, as a matter of fact, I'm encouraging you to say to yourself, you know what? I am not going to settle. I'm not going to believe all the doom and gloom. I'm going to shift my thinking and I'm going to go for the highest and best. And guess what? I'm going to make that commitment to do life with power. Hey, you guys, enjoy this wonderful Wednesday. And I tell you, I want you to do life with power and I want you to have confidence in your thoughts. Can you do that? I hear you saying yes. You're nodding. Some of you are nodding. You guys have an amazing day.